Aileen Magzalotti, you are the president of the Iroquois Falls Curling Club, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And you have your annual general meeting coming up.
Yes, this Sunday at 6:30.
At the club, obviously.
Yes, at the club.
Okay. Any indication of what the interest is for curling this year? I know you went through a rough couple of years.
No idea, Bob. I'm hoping for a better year, obviously. Like you say, the last 2 years, 3 years were pretty rough. But we're being very optimistic. We're going to be putting the ice in soon and opening the doors, and we'll see what happens.
So you're looking for people to come out to the annual general meeting and to volunteer to help run the club?
Absolutely. And even not necessarily run the club, if they don't want a job, just come out and show your support and possibly become a member and enjoy the sport of curling.
Is it definite that there will be a curling season this year?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Good.
So at our annual general meeting, we're going to be deciding when we're going to start putting the ice in, and that will then determine when the curling season starts.
Let's talk about who's eligible to curl.
Well, basically, it's anybody from the age, I would say, age 6 to... We have some very senior members up to about 85.
Okay.
Anybody in that age range.
So there's various divisions and leagues?
Yes, there are. Oh. We have a very dynamic, starting last year, a very dynamic Little Rock and Bantam League. They did wonderful last year. We had about 37 members. So that's pretty good. The last couple of years before that was very down. The memberships were down.
All right. Is there anything else you can tell me about the club or the season ahead?
Well, we're really hoping to do more events. We used to have bond spills, as you know, Bob, quite a few during the year. And the last few years, since COVID, basically, we haven't been able to have too much. The seniors used to have a challenge cup with Timmins, and we didn't have enough membership to keep that going. So the seniors even pooled with the ladies group, who are 99% seniors as well. And even with that, we didn't have enough members, you know. So we tried having the Jocko last year, and we couldn't get enough teams to come out.
Yeah.
So we had to cancel it.
And events help raise money, which help pay costs and keep memberships down.
Absolutely. As you know, our club rents from the town. So the rent is quite significant. And in order to keep the doors open, we have to have events and members.